This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? My heart goes flippity flop flop. We're going to talk about some amazing things. Some of the things we talk about will make your heart go flippity flop flop. Other things make your head go, oh, this hurts. There are things going on around the country and around the world in your backyard that are worth thorough examination, so we're here to do that with you on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has got an amazing Amazon story. That's where, when I found out that's what we were going to talk about as we started this hour, that's where, in case you didn't get why I tripped the light fantastic with Isn't It Amazing, that's where they came from. Jennifer, aren't you happy you
I got that
in my brain? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well, I don't know how amazing some of the workers in Staten Island think Amazon is, because they had a little bit of a rally to protest the treatment that they received from Amazon, particularly at the Staten Island packing facility. They say that Jeff Bezos deserves a little coal in his stocking for running over them during the busy holiday season. Over 100 Amazon workers and their supporters gathered outside the facility on Monday to protest working conditions they say only worsen as Amazon gets closer to the holiday season, the rush that comes with Christmas and Hanukkah. The workers gathered outside the warehouse around 5:30. They carried signs, chanted slogans, and demanded a manager emerge from the building to accept a petition signed by 600 people and addressed to Amazon chief Bezos, who is obviously one of the richest men in the world, right?
He is the richest man in the world.
Yeah, he's tied with Bill Gates. Their petition demands longer work breaks and more dedicated buses to the facility in Staten Island. It also protests newly released injury data showing that the rate of the worker injury at the facility is three times higher than similar warehouse work. They say it's because the quota on getting boxes packed is so high. They said it's become clear that our safety is a secondary concern, in your eyes, lagging far behind line speed. They continued on saying there are only weak plans in place to prevent more pain, more injuries, and more deaths as we enter the hardest time of the year. Their injury rates at the warehouse, which opened back in 2018, were released Monday by a labor advocacy group. And according to the submissions made by Amazon themselves, the injuries reported in that facility were sprains, strains from pushing, pulling, and lifting machinery and merchandise. And because the facility is kept at an overly warm temperature, workers sometimes pass out from overheating inside this facility. They say there are serious structural problems in the way that the facility is operating, and the workers are demanding that Amazon, as they say, stops hurting working people. So the company pushed back, and Amazon said they're being penalized in part for being diligent about reporting workplace injuries. They say most of their warehouses just sweep them under the rug. They're actually being honest and forthright about it, and now the workers are pushing back. But interesting to think that at this time and place that there are still people passing out in factories in places like Staten Island.
All right. So who has or what is the obligation of people and organizations that run these companies? Let's take on some business news here for a moment and think about what you just said with regard to Bezos and Gates. They aren't even close in terms of net worth. Bezos now up to, $130 billion, something like that, the richest man in the world. Gates is number two on that list with a paltry $110 billion. Fellow from France named Bernard Arnault, worth $106 billion, involved in some sort of health care over there. Warren Buffett's number four on the list. He's only worth $86 billion. Let's see here. Zuckerberg is five, $73 billion.
Marcio. How does he survive on only
Ortega.
$73 billion?
I know. $69 billion. Larry Ellison from Oracle is $68. Carlos Slim from Mexico. He's a television guy. He owns all kinds of media. $60 billion. Larry Page from Google, $59 billion. Sergey Brin, same thing from Google. Let's see, number 11 is an Indian guy named Mukesh Ambani. Number 12, Francois Myers, who owns L'Oreal, $57 billion. Steve Ballmer from Microsoft, the second guy.
Feels like
is,
we could go on forever.
We could go on forever.
Yeah, I think the frustration, and I'm not exactly sure what story you're doing, but I think the frustration is that Jeff Bezos is one of the most powerful people in the world, whether we know what he does or not. He has the power to do a lot of things with all of that money. And, I mean, this is not the first complaint I've seen about Amazon working conditions. There was a guy in Ohio.
Bernie's been talking about it.
Yeah, there's a guy in Ohio that I read a story about a few months ago who was killed, and he had a heart attack, and no one found him in, you know, within the stacks in the factory for hours.
So what is the obligation?
By the time they found him, he was dead. And then workers, after finding him, had to go back to work like an hour later after finding him, after they took him out of the factory. So I don't know. I think it's just caring for your employees or hiring. Obviously, they hire a lot of people during the holiday season, but it doesn't appear to be enough. And I think it's just good for consumers to know what conditions they're getting their packages in. I mean, yeah, it's amazing to get your packages in a day or two, but people are being injured and dying in order to try and get those packages
out. And I think
it's
also about how you handle it with your workers. I have a friend who actually left the radio business to go work for Amazon in the same kind of environment, and they loved it and had no problem working in the warehouse for Amazon. So it's obviously something with the way particular warehouses are working. I'm not ready to pin this on all of Amazon, saying that they just, you know, are running sweatshops for all of their workers, but particularly in this facility in New York, it's obviously problematic enough if people are collapsing because it's so hot. That's something that's easy to fix. That's air conditioning, that's fans, that's giving people breaks, making sure everyone's hydrated. I don't think that's too much to ask in a developed nation, actually. And, you know,
let's dig a little
simple.
Deeper. Let's dig deeper into this. And the philosophy that, whether it's a Bernie philosophy, whether it's our philosophy, the philosophy that we think would seem to be appropriate, this is what bothers me sometimes in these discussions, is it's the rich need to do this because they're rich. There's a certain practicality here in terms of amounts of money, and I'm not here to be judgmental. I think it's fabulous that the American stories that are told by going through the list of the men in the top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are Americans. And that says something about the American opportunity, the American economy, the American worker. It says a lot of things about a lot of different things. These guys couldn't get where they are if they weren't good workers. But the workers come to a work on a good situation. They want to have a good, or at least I think we do. Generally speaking, the American worker wants to work in good conditions. Sometimes that's possible, sometimes it's not. It would seem to me that Jeff Bezos has the money, even if he spent another $1 billion making the company the most fabulous place to work in the world. There are surveys that are done every year. The workers answer the questions about, do you like working here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't seen Amazon come up on that list. And so I guess if I were Bezos, I'd be thinking to myself, all right, how can I use some of this money to make the working conditions better, to make my employees more loyal, to make the customers happier? Because even if he spent $10 billion, for that, but this is me and how I view money. I don't view money the same way that a lot of other people do.
I think, look, I don't have any You know this. I could care less about what Bernie says about billionaires. I don't think they're the enemy. In fact, I think they should be celebrated because they've got a winning Well, they've got a winning formula. I'm not trying to take on Jeff Bezos with this story, and I don't know that. I mean, obviously, the workers are using him as a figurehead for Amazon. But I think if an American worker is passing out, and it's happening more and more, and it's not just one person, I think obviously you look practically at the problem, and the problem is particularly happening in certain facilities. It's not happening in all of them. It's not like Jeff Bezos is standing there with a machine gun.
Right.
But I think we can address it and say, hey, maybe there's something going on at the Staten Island facility that needs to be taken a look at. Because you know, if you were running this, Doug, or if I was running it, we would have our faces all over the newspaper going, what's going on at this facility? These two people are like slumlords. I don't think it's a Bezos problem. I think it's whoever's running the facility that's a problem.
Maybe.
It's a management issue.
But Bezos, it all flows uphill, and the buck stops there. So it may be that he's so divorced from it now because he doesn't need to be watching it over it, but I think he still is. Gates still watching over a lot of what goes on at Microsoft, and I'm damn sure Warren Buffett knows pretty much everything that's going on at Berkshire Hathaway. That's the way it is. Zuckerberg, I don't know what goes on with him, and I'm not using him. I don't use him as an example of anything except an arrogant blankhead.
I hold Zuckerberg more accountable because he really is a spokesperson for his company. I think Jeff Bezos is very far removed from Amazon. In fact, maybe I don't even hear it. Maybe I just don't hear it. So maybe I could be wrong in this because I admittedly do not follow the plight of Amazon or Jeff Bezos. I don't hear a lot about him talking about anything having to do with Amazon. I hear Zuckerberg all the time talking about Facebook and their policies, and he's testifying on the Hill and all.
Problem would be it's a tonal thing, it's a leadership thing, and it's not going on everywhere, but it is interesting that it's going on there at this time of year. A couple of other quick business notes. Charles Schwab has confirmed it's acquiring TD Ameritrade in an all-stock deal, $26 billion a deal. Schwab has about $5 trillion in client assets. That's a lot of money to be managing, isn't it, when you get right down to it? One company, is that too much concentration? With this transaction, the folks at Schwab say they will capitalize on the unique opportunity to build a firm with the soul of a challenger and the resources of a large financial institution. I don't know that I have a thought of it because I don't travel in this circle. But I know a lot of people who have 401ks and things like that. People who are really rich don't go to these places. This is a place that runs pension funds. That's what this $26 billion, usually that kind of dough is pension funds, that sort of thing. So, is it good? Is it bad? What is it? Who knows what it does? But I hope that people who have retirement funds know who's managing them, whether it's CalPERS or some state thing like that. Do you think the people that are in CalPERS know where their money is? I'm betting a lot of them don't, frankly. So this is it is another example, however, of the big getting bigger, medium-sized. It's like American Airlines or any of these companies. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they become more distant. Bezos is an example. Become more distant from what's going on that made them what they are. That's the thought here, for me anyway. Another thought, power swabs, here we go. Let's talk about your teeth. This is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. Sometimes I think when I talk about some of the visible results, should I talk about the people who are their competitors who give you strips and trays and that lousy toothpaste? Nah, just take advantage of what is good here. 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it out. See what lots of doctors are saying, what lots of people are saying is true. This, you'll get real results. The whitening of your teeth, if you haven't done it yet, the holidays are upon us. Brighten your smile. Brighten those lovely pearly whites for all the family gatherings. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best. You get also the deal for the holidays, 40% off and $10 more off using the code DJV. Get a free quick stick as well. Brighten up that smile. 800-208-1797. 1797. Get ready for the holidays with power swabs.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So give it up, I ain't gonna say. Give it up now. Give it up, I ain't gonna say. Give it up now. 'Cause I got my own imperfections.
Imperfections, the name of this Celine Dion tune. She has debuted her new album. First one that she's had in 17 years. Came out at number one on the album chart from Billboard with the studio album called Courage. Courage was released November 15th. Marks her fifth number one album. Her first chart topper, as I said, in 17 years. She was last at number one with A New Day Has Come. It was released in 2002. Courage is her first English-language studio album since 2013's Love Me Back to Life, which debuted and peaked at number two on the charts. Some notable achievements for Celine Dion with the arrival of Courage. She now has collected number one albums in each of the last three decades, making her the 13th act, fourth woman to achieve that status. The Backstreet Boys are in that list, and let's see here, Janet Jackson, Jay-Z, Metallica, Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, Britney Spears, U2. Dion had to wait 17 years for her latest number one. That's the longest spell between number ones for a woman over the ever on the chart, actually. She surpasses the 16-year, nearly four-month gap tallied by Whitney Houston between the soundtrack of The Bodyguard in 93 and the debut of I Look to You in 2009. What year did she... When did she die? Wasn't like... She's been dead almost 10 years,
yeah,
hasn't she?
Yeah, I think it was...
The last one?
Yeah, I think it might have been 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. So Celine Dion's gap between number one's extensive. It's actually not the longest wait in 2019 for a new number one. On February 9th, let's see, Backstreet Boys returned to number one for the first time in 18 years, nearly 2 months. The DNA debuted atop the charts. It took them 2 months to get there. It was their first week at number one since Black and Blue spent its second and final week in charge on December 16th, 2000. Wow, that's a good long spread. Another solo artist waited even longer than Celine for number one. Paul McCartney's Egypt Station premiered at number one September 22nd, 2018. That was his first number one in 36 years. How about that? But yet he's certainly on the top of our mind, isn't he, huh? McCartney, certainly on the top of our mind. So congratulations to Celine Dion. She better do something about her weight if she's not going to last long. Let's see how you can live and be that skinny. Awful. Too bad. I think it's tough to sing, isn't it, without any heft behind her?
She was always thin, but now she just looks just emaciated.
Emaciated.
I always feel bad. Like, she's got kids, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Strange.
All right, here's Shania Twain in our focus. Fresh off her return to the American Music Awards stage, she's giving fans some hints about what to expect from her and her Vegas residency. Rock and roll. I'm going to be putting on a high-energy, a very high-energy room. She adds it's kind of an informal environment there. It's kick-ass, have fun, rock type of show. So that's why I call it Let's Go, because that's what it is. And I'm really ready for it. At the AMAs on Sunday, she was asked to share her thoughts on artists like Taylor Swift and Kelsea Ballerini, shifting from country to pop like she did, and whether or not she sees it as a natural progression. She said, quote, "For me, it's just because I grew up with such a hybrid of influences from rock to country to soul, from soul to folk to bluegrass. I could never really make up my mind about where I wanted all to go musically, but because I'm a songwriter, I don't think I need to sit anywhere specifically. I just need to write great songs. And then the music comes later. Music is the second part. Songwriting is everything at the root. So I think everything goes when you are just creating a creative songwriter." So there's the story of what she thinks of herself. Shania Twain here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierrasil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Secretary of the U.S. Navy Richard Spencer says he was fired before he had the chance to resign over the controversy involving a Navy SEAL convicted of posing with a corpse. Spencer was upset that President Trump wants to let Eddie Gallagher retire as a Navy SEAL despite that conviction. Spencer was asked about it by CBS News yesterday.
What message does that send to the troops?
Well, what message does it send?
That you can get away with things. We have to have good order and discipline. It's the backbone of what we do.
President Trump yesterday calling Eddie Gallagher a great war fighter.
Not the best of timing by the weather. There's a nasty mix of rain, snow, and wind already tracking the U.S. ahead of Thanksgiving. The first storm is expected to dump about a foot of snow from Colorado to Michigan tonight, and it will then move into the east tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out BostonMarket.com for more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time to get informational blood into your brain. This is the Tuesday, November 26th edition of the DJV program, solving problems, conflicts, challenges, grievances, anything that's a symptom of some bad we'll fix here for you. While the services of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington, happy to be able to focus on the day 2 days before Thanksgiving. You traveling today? Victoria's got the update. Protect you from the wind. Woo-wee.
Well, it's not just the wind. The whole country, with the exception, and this never seems to happen, but with the exception of the skinniest part of the East Coast, the rest of the country has got some wild weather happening this week. There are 20 million people that are under watches and warnings to face some pretty crazy kind of Thanksgiving weather. They said that as it's being reported right now, in Southwest Oregon and Northwest California, today through Wednesday, at least Wednesday late afternoon, there's what they're calling an historic storm is heading that that way. It's currently forecast to rival the strength of a Category 1 hurricane. It's going to have wind gusts. Yeah,
really
wind gusts
here
up
already.
To 74 miles per hour. That's actually stronger than hurricane force. And they said that the pressure could actually drop to a record low for November and an all-time record for the entire region. So California is going to have just crazy weather. Severe storms are going to bring up to 2 feet of snow that's going to cover the mountains outside of Los Angeles. From Southern California, more than 10 million people are under flash flood warnings. From San Diego up to Anaheim.
And they're threatening to kill our power again. I'm so getting sick of this, by the way.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
On Thanksgiving, they're going to kill the power?
Oh, yeah, because they can't handle it when the wind blows, even when it's raining outside. It's really crazy. And it's supposed to be... Now, I don't want to complain, because I know my temperature is set higher than, like, most everybody's, but it's supposed to be 46 for a high on Thanksgiving. And for L.A., that's cold.
That's freezing for L.A. That really is. Yeah.
It's going to be warmer here. Yeah. It's supposed to be 50 here, at least where I am on the farm.
Yeah, like I said, the skinniest part of the East Coast seems to be escaping this. So if you are on, and it just, when you look at the map, it runs from Florida all the way up to Vermont. When you just, it's just the right on the water, there's nothing happening, and it's mild temperatures, everything else. So now, moving east from California into the Rockies and the Midwest, get your shovels ready, because you're likely to see 10 to 15 inches of snow over the next 2 days. Some parts of the Rockies will get 2 to 3 feet of snow, and so they've already have all kinds of warnings in place. Delta Airlines issuing waivers that basically are saying if you don't really want to travel or don't need to travel to or from Denver on Tuesday or Minneapolis on Wednesday, you can change without a fee. You can change all of your flights. Further south in the plains in the Mississippi Valley, lots and lots of winds, strong storms are developing Tuesday into Wednesday. And then the only thing that might be actually affected on the East Coast is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Right now, they're unsure. This is coming from the NYPD. They're unsure if they're going to allow the balloons to fly because the sustained winds are between 23 to 25 miles per hour, which is more than usually what they allow the balloons to fly. But the gusts of winds are going up between 40 and 50 miles per hour. And at that rate, the balloons can fly right out of control and into buildings because the parade travels down Central Park West and there are apartment buildings that run down.
If those balloons bang into something and they lose all of their all the air, they'll fall. You know, let's say they hit a lamppost or something like that, and then they lose the air and all the balloon falls on top of the crowd.
Well,
very cool.
Yeah, that, but also banging into buildings, windows will break, things like that.
Yeah,
so as it stands right now, the officials for the parade are saying that they're not going to make a decision until the morning of Thanksgiving. That's how they're leaving it until around 8:30 a.m. The parade starts at 9 a.m. And so at this point, they said they're watching the weather. They're working with meteorologists in New York City, and they're going to determine literally a game time decision if the balloons are going to fly. If they don't fly, it's actually going to be the first time that's happened since 1971 if the balloons are grounded. And they have equipped the assistant pilot because they actually, it looks like people are just sort of holding the balloons, but apparently there are actual pilots. And so, people that they determine are pilots.
Yeah.
And they said the assistant pilot on each balloon carries a wind meter. And so that's also this year, because the wind is expected to be so intense, those wind meters will also be monitored by the NYPD in addition to the people from the Macy's parade. So we won't really know until we turn on our TVs on Thanksgiving morning and to see if you're going to see Charlie Brown floating down Central Park West. If the balloons are not included, then the floats and everything else will still go on as planned. But like I said, since 1971, we've been seeing all those balloons, so hopefully they'll be able to make it work. Last year, it was pretty windy, so they allowed the balloons to fly, but they just held them at a much lower height.
Lower,
they kept them really low. So maybe
so that's one of the traditions of Thanksgiving, modern traditions anyway. So looking around the country, wondering, is there a couple I know who are going to the Mohegan Sun? That's what they do for Thanksgiving. They go out. Mohegan Sun is a is one of those. It's a combination theater, gambling joint, casino, all that stuff. And they go down early in the morning on Thanksgiving, spend the day gambling and eating, and they come home at night. They don't have any other family, and they like doing that. So that's a tradition for them. I think maybe a little more. I'm looking at some pots. I actually bought some potatoes to mash just because I want to have mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm going to do. Other than work on the farm, everybody
that's
else is off.
Dougie, so. Why don't you come out and come?
I will not get on a plane and travel this week. I won't. That's about, the kids said the same thing. I'm not going to. I won't put my. Especially now, it's going to be doubly difficult because of the weather to get any place. So if you really want to, and it's a short time for a lot of people that have families, bringing them around. You get there, you spend a day or two, and you get on the plane, you come back again. Is it all really worth it? Isn't there some way you can...
I feel like you're isolating right now. What's going on with you?
I'm isolated?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I agree with Jen.
There's something going on with you.
That's true. And there's something like you're almost boastful about the fact that you're not seeing anyone on Thanksgiving.
I haven't had a Thanksgiving. I usually spend the holidays working on the farm and let everybody else have their time off. Once in a while, when there have been people around that I cared about, I'd spend part of the time with them. But I normally... And I do take care of the things on the farm so that everybody else will have the day off. So I don't think I'm isolating myself. It's interesting you think
that. Are you depressed? Because I feel like you are.
Really?
I do. And I feel like it's easier to have this conversation on the air than off the air with you because you're more honest on the air than off the air.
That is true. Yeah. That is
true. I think, here's what I think. I have not, when I worked, Sneaker, who's one of the guys that works on the farm with me, he and I spent a Sunday about a month ago. I'm not blaming him. I'm telling a story.
I know.
So we were out in the, it was a cold, miserable, wet, rainy day. And we were out in it for about 4 hours, soaked to the skin. I haven't been this wet or miserable for years. And about 4 or 5 days later, I came down with the symptoms. And you remember hearing me feel, you could hear me feel it. You could hear me with the symptoms, coughing and sneezing.
You had a nasty cold.
Had a nasty cold, which became bronchial pneumonia. And I'm just now getting out of that funk. And when I don't feel well, I am, it's very interesting. Well, Jennifer, you've known me for a long time, and you all are close to me. And we spend more time with each other than we probably do with anybody else every single day. We're together for all these hours. So I have... I've become distracted and a little bit distressed by the fact that I don't feel 100%, which is normally how I am. I usually am really raring to go. I've not had the energy that I usually have. And it bothers me when somebody tells me I have this. We think you have this, but they don't know that I have this. So I've been from one doctor to another to try to get to the bottom of it. And it's better than it was, for sure. But it still doesn't have me at peak performance. So, and I really don't, I like being, I would like to be with the kids. Matter of fact, Brendan and I were talking about yesterday, he's going up with his wife and their family to a place they have in Napa for Thanksgiving.
They're there. I've been watching it on Instagram. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And so, he wants me to come up there, and the family wants me to come up there next year. And I probably will, because Megan and Miles, everybody wants, they would bring everybody up there for Thanksgiving next year, so I'll do that. But I don't really, you know, as far as the holiday, the real time that's precious for me actually starts with Miles' birthday on December 22nd. So what we're going to do, I'm going out to set up the new place on the 15th, and then I'm coming back here and getting in the car, and Miss Daisy and I are going to travel across the country, so we get to California by the birthday on the 22nd. Then we have Christmas on the 25th. Megan's birthday is the 27th. I'll probably come back here to do some things on the farm for a couple of days. But pretty much I'm looking forward to actually being there, and I was very much looking forward to it. So Jennifer just said it was going to be 47 degrees on Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, though.
I know. I'm just, but I have, you know, I'm okay. I'm not at the top of my game, and I feel it, and I don't like it. So...
Well, your energy is off, and I don't mean it like to say that you're not like an energetic person, but there's something going on. So,
well, maybe
surround yourself with some loved ones, dude. That's all.
All right, here's what will make me feel better. Today is National Cake Day.
Oh,
how about that? National
cake does everything better.
Day.
Cake does make things better.
Cakes come from the Vikings brought cakes over. They originally called them, you could say it's spelled K-A-K-A, it could be kaka. I'm going to say...
Hey, go eat some kaka today, Jack. It'll make you feel better.
Right. The Greeks called cake plakos, derived from the word for flat, mixing flour and eggs and nuts and milk and honey and all that good stuff. As a matter of fact, the Greeks invented beer as something that they would use as a leavener, like unleavened bread. This is something you have to get it to rise. They were the first to fry fritters in olive oil. They used goat's milk for cheesecakes. Kind of all over the place here. But they're early cakes in England, mainly bread cakes. So what happened, I guess they would cook bread, and it was left upright through the baking process, and thus the derivation of things like sponge cakes, leavened with beaten eggs. That came about during the Renaissance. So, if you want to feel good, you want to be happy for the rest of your life, have cake today. Let them eat cake. Let's see, Roy, I have a pie in the
refrigerator. I would love for someone to deliver me some cake at work.
Mm-hmm. Deliver you cake.
Yeah. Who's going to do
that? Speaking of cake, you know what they're making now? This is so bizarre and a little off topic, but I just saw this the other day. You know they make, you know, Coffee Mate that makes those creamers that you put in your coffee? They're making Funfetti Coffee Mate. That's coming out soon.
Who has that?
Well, obviously the situation is right. It made me wonder. I wonder if, because he talks about Funfetti cakes so much, I wonder if they actually made that flavor because of him.
Who makes it? Where is it?
Coffee Mate is the brand, and they're these creamers that are flavored, and there's tons of sugar, and they're horrible for you.
Yeah, they're very bad.
You put them in your coffee. So they're making the Funfetti. It's basically the icing and cake that has, it almost looks like sprinkles are built into the cake. So they're making that as a Coffee Mate creamer, which is probably delicious, but it's still very weird.
All right, Jen, television news, or at least television schedule for tonight, so we'll play.
Well, I can make you a little cheery because Dolly Parton's going to be on your television tonight. Dolly Parton is doing 50 years of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh,
that's on NBC tonight at 9 o'clock, and that'll be a lot of fun. Her guests include Emmy Lou Harris, Dierks Bentley, Toby Keith, and Lady Antebellum. You've got on HBO tonight the documentary premiere of Lindsay Vonn, the final season. She's the greatest female skier, arguably, in history, and she gets the documentary treatment with a look into her route to Olympic stardom. That's on HBO tonight at 10 o'clock. And then you've got some new stuff before everyone gets ready to go away for Thanksgiving. All new on ABC, The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, Black-ish, and Emergence. CBS all new with NCIS at 8, FBI at 9, and NCIS New Orleans at 10. CW has The Flash and Arrow at 8 and 9. Fox has a brand new The Resident. That's at 8, followed by Empire. And then NBC is got The Voice, followed by that Dolly Parton special at 9.
All right, so there it is. That's for tonight. And then after you spend some time watching television, you're going to go to bed, and you're going to sleep well because you have MyPillow products all around you. Take a shower and dry yourself off with the new towels from MyPillow, towels that actually will dry you off. What a concept. 100% USA cotton, made here in the USA. If you have problems with towels because they don't dry you off, they look good. That's cool. But use those for decoration. Get the ones that really work from MyPillow. There are in the towel six-pack 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Soft, beautiful bath towels. They're extra soft and super absorbent. Get them now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the DJV logo at Radio Listener Specials. That's it. Go to the tab. 30% off the amazing towels. Use the code DJV. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Let's get into Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan has the info, starting with a new owner for Mint Mobile. I don't know. I know they're a wireless carrier, but I don't know that much. It is.
It's a very budget-friendly cell phone plan. It runs off of T-Mobile's network. It's kind of like a bunch of years ago, I used to have Virgin Mobile, which was Richard Branson's version of Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
And you could pay for it. It was no contract, and so it was sort of month to month. And then you sort of just re-upped your plan depending on, you know, how much data you needed, and you could change it every month. It was really convenient. So Mint Mobile is very similar to that. But Mint Mobile, the real story here, is that they've got a pretty famous new owner. It's Ryan Reynolds. Now, Ryan Reynolds, the actor, we all know Ryan Reynolds, he's now part owner of Mint Mobile, and based on the press release, he's not going to make any drastic changes to the company, but it is kind of interesting that he's getting into the cell phone game, and he is, like I said, this operates over T-Mobile's network. It's essentially what they call a mobile network virtual operator. And so the announcement, it means that it's borrowing T-Mobile's network. They're renting space from T-Mobile's network and then charging customers, but it's on a very budget-friendly level. And so the announcement that just came out yesterday that Ryan Reynolds is the new owner or majority owner, it said that he will help with Mint's communications and marketing efforts as well as strategic decision-making. And that means we might actually be seeing Ryan Reynolds doing commercials for Mint Mobile. He could could be in his character as Deadpool. He could be doing the voice of Detective Pikachu, because he's, you know, done that for the movies. And or he could just be doing his own thing, and we could just be seeing Ryan Reynolds in a Super Bowl ad. Mint Mobile actually does have plans for an ad during the Super Bowl. It's unclear at this moment if it will star Ryan Reynolds, which would obviously get a lot of attention, especially during Super Bowl time. Now, Ryan Reynolds has got kind of an interesting portfolio at this point. He also owns part of Aviation American Gin, and he said the reason that he bought Aviation Gin is just because he was drinking it one day and said it was so good he decided to buy the company. Now, he does the ads for Aviation. They're really, really funny ads. Almost every ad he's done has gone viral. He's very hands-on with the marketing of Aviation, and it's assumed that he will do the same for Mint Mobile and the marketing strategy, and that we're going to be really seeing him as the face of Mint Mobile. The best thing is that Mint Mobile, like a lot of the, you know, cheaper cell phone carriers, it is a great deal. It's a great plan. You get T-Mobile's network. You're getting all the same coverage, but you're saving a lot of money. And I think having Ryan Reynolds as the face of that is going to bring a lot of business towards Mint Mobile. So when I was in college, that's when I had Virgin Mobile. It's like the perfect budget-friendly way to be connected, and I think that he's probably going to appeal to that much younger demographic, high school and college, maybe even younger than high school, because every kid has a cell phone from 10 years old on. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see where he goes with it from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, sounds very good. Google's new gaming system called Stadia, getting a lot of bad reviews. Let's find out why.
The Geek Out. The holy grail future of gaming has arrived and promptly ran into the curb. Last week, Google finally rolled out their cloud gaming platform, Stadia, the ability to play, via streaming, a library of video games without having to own a specific console, just a device running a Chrome browser. Think of it as Netflix for video games, but as you can imagine, the bandwidth needed to make this as good as a console is a huge issue. Needless to say, early reviews of Stadia are not very good, lots of evidence that even users with high bandwidth connections are experiencing lots of buffering and lagging. Cloud gaming is a holy grail, but if in 2019 Google is struggling to make it work, we're still a ways off.
All right, up next here, Uber has come up. Well, people using Uber has people concerned with their privacy. Why would that be, Victoria?
Well, Uber is launching a new program where they're going to start audio recordings of Uber rides. So while you're in the car, in your Uber, Uber wants to start actually recording the entire ride. And this is part of their safety. Obviously, Uber's had a lot, and Lyft, let's not leave Lyft out. Uber and Lyft have had a lot of safety issues, assault from drivers, things like that. So now this is the newest one. It raises a lot of privacy concerns, though. If you want a recording of your ride out there, I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but it's going to have to be state by state at this point.
All right, there's the update. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.